Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Got 30 minutes left with Robert Galen Ross, good friend of mine, author. You can get all of the books he's written at Infowars.com right now, or also at Amazon.com, or on his website. We're talking about the MLK assassination, but backing up now and getting into Robert Kennedy, because that 40th anniversary is coming up here in just a little while, in just a few months. The BBC comes out, NBC comes out, ABC comes out separately. It's saying the L.A. coroner said he was shot in the back, not in the front, 14 bullets, not 8. And separately, here's the three CIA operatives, and they're on film, and then they show their colleagues from the CIA going, yeah, that's them. And why is the establishment having to admit this now? Respectively, 44 years after JFK and 40 years after MLK and RFK, Robert Galen Ross.
That's difficult to understand why things are let out. They're never let out by accident. They're let out on purpose.
And I seem to think it's a threat to everybody.
Well, the JFK killing was absolutely a threat. They killed the President of the United States in front of thousands of people right on Dealey Plaza, and they got away with it, and they knew they were going to get away with it. So that was a direct threat at that time.
Yeah, they could have poisoned him. They could have done it in the middle of the night. Well, they chose to even have the police see the shooters and right up on the hill, and just and hundreds of witnesses saying shots came from there, and they just said, no, it didn't.
That's right. But the CIA had conducted a lot of experiments on how to kill people without leaving evidence, so you're right. They could put it in his food. They could put it in anything and killed him in private somewhere. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to do it before the world, and just to show that they could do it and get away with it, so we'll leave him alone.
It was a massive exercise of power, wasn't it?
Exactly. Perfectly.
I believe 9/11 is the same. They know they're not stupid. They did war games. They tested it. They had done other false flag events. They knew that we had exposed them on Oklahoma City, and that's now come out that it was an inside job. It's basically admitted. It's even been in the major papers like the Salt Lake City paper and the Daily Oklahoman that it's come out that it was government op, basically. But with 9/11, it's so ridiculous as they blow Building 7 up in front of everybody. You're an engineer. I mean, your take on that.
Well, Building 7 was absolutely a controlled demolition. I mean, you can go on the Internet and you find lots of examples of buildings being dropped in their tracks. And they look exactly the way Building 7 dropped. But the reason they do this is they knew that they could get away with JFK killing, and they did it in the open. And they do it for reasons. They did 9/11 for a reason. They wanted an excuse to attack Afghanistan and Iraq, primarily Iraq.
And turn us into a police state.
Well, and had lots of other things. They've taken away our rights. And if you want to, we can get into that pretty deeply.
Why are they so arrogant? I mean, if they were smart, they wouldn't be so arrogant and just flaunt it. But I guess if you got the power, just flaunt it.
Well, fear is a major motivator. If you take away the jobs of the American people, drive their wages down, bankrupt them, take away their homes, then they'll do nothing but worry about how they're going to get the next place to sleep, something to eat, and how to protect their families. And they don't care what the big boys do. If they just leave them alone, they just need to survive. That's essentially what they're after.
No, that's really it. You're right. It's economic warfare.
It's exactly. It's absolute warfare by the international banking cabal.
Well, let's talk about them and Bobby first, and then what the bankers are doing right now with the Federal Reserve and what's happening with the economy. Robert Galen Ross, well-traveled, well-schooled, and we're honored to have him.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman popping in about 25 minutes. We're going to have Robert Galen Ross back in soon for a full 2 hours to take your phone calls. I'm holding in my hand here the elite serial killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK. Ties it all together. Just a beautifully written book, very well researched. And we have it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People by Robert Galen Ross. This just gets into a basic history, how they operate and what their agenda is. And I want to talk some about these books before you leave us in the next 20-something minutes, Robert Galen Ross. But getting into Bobby, I mean, the coroner at the time stood up and said he was shot in the back, different caliber, 14 shots, told to shut up. And we talked about, why is the media talking about it now? Well, if you look at the polls, 90% believe they killed MLK, JFK. Same thing with Bobby. And so I think they just are losing more of their credibility by continuing to call us all conspiracy theorists. I think that's part of it. And also, it's 40 years ago, but I think there's a certain degree of also, who cares, so what? Let them know we're a bunch of killers. But why did they want Bobby dead? And then talk about some of the points you think are most important about the murder of Bobby Kennedy.
Actually, it was 17 shots instead of 14.
Okay.
Sirhan had a 8 caliber 22 revolver, and the killer had a 9-shot 22 revolver.
According to the acoustics guy we had on there, it was 14, but he said some were over each other, so 14 sounds, he said it could have been more.
Well, in my book, I account for every bullet, where it went and where it hit, and, mm-hmm. and the source. But that day, Bobby was there at a rally in the Ambassador Hotel, And his next event was a fundraiser, and quickest way to, safest way to get there is go through the pantry. And so there were probably 50 or so people there in the pantry. And Carl Euchre was the maitre d' of the hotel, and he was had Bobby by the hand trying to pull him through the crowd. And as he reached the steam tables, he felt someone try to come around the side of him, and he thought somebody was just trying to shake Bobby's hand. But all of a sudden, Sirhan appeared with his eight-shot .22 caliber pistol and started shooting. Well, Rafer Johnson and Roosevelt Greer were Bobby's unofficial guards. They were friends, and Bobby didn't ever have guards around him, but they felt that they should be there to try to protect him. But Greer grabbed Sirhan's hand and started beating it against the steam table. But Sirhan fired all eight shots. And in the book, I count for every shot. Four of them hit people, but none of his shots hit Bobby. Well,
and then you've got Bobby's clothes, huge blast points from a high-caliber handgun right in the back, of the head.
No, it was also a .22. And
I guess there's differences between the forensics.
No, the Thomas Noguchi was the coroner, and in my book I have a certified copy of his coroner's report. But both the Sirhan and the killer were under CIA mind control, and also
wasn't Caesar he was working at a U-2 base.
Now, he worked for one of the aircraft companies there in L.A., and he moonlighted at the ACE Security Service. In this particular case, he was there for crowd control in the hotel.
Yeah.
But the reason I say he was also under CIA mind control, he fired nine shots, holstered his pistol, and casually melted into the crowd. A killer that knows what he's doing won't do that. He would run, break and run, and try to get through the crowd. But with all this noise and...
Unless he knew that he was going to be protected in the mind-controlled Patsy Sirhan. Now, there's no doubt about Sirhan. You know, you've got this mental case with the woman giving him the drink, the amnesiac, and then most of his shots are, you know, pinned down, shot into the wall, and shot into other places. And then, you know, magically, you know, they're saying there's way more shots than his gun could have fired. And then now you have the BBC analyzing the film footage and photos of all these CIA, you know, bosses. I mean, all Southeast Asian operatives wandering around in there.
Well, the coroner's report says that four bullets hit Bobby. One of them just went through the shoulder pad of his right jacket of the shoulder. It didn't break the skin. The next shot was under his right arm, under the armpit, came out his throat. The next shot was about 4 inches below his shoulder level and about the center of his back. And the last shot was an inch behind his right ear, and the muzzle of the gun was an inch from his head. Now, all the people in that room that testified, no one said that Sirhan got closer than 3 feet from Bobby and was always in front of him. And the coroner's report shows the trajectory of each shot. They were all from down below, down low, in an upward direction. And the shots that I counted for, ones that didn't hit Bobby, most of them went into the ceiling.
Now, the amazing cover-up is then you have the coroner, highly respected, and we had the head of the, you know, U.S. Pathologist Association on earlier this week, who was saying all this, basically the same things you're saying, and he went and looked at it at the time when he was a leading pathologist even then in 68, and said it was one of the best, you know, write-ups he'd ever seen, autopsies. But then the police just said, nope, the coroner's bad, and we're not going to listen to him. I mean, talk about a cover-up.
Well, the LAPD had tried, right after the killing, tried to get Noguchi get his job, get him fired. But all of his performance reviews showed him excellent, and there was not a blemish on his records, so they couldn't fire him. And they couldn't discredit him. So, as I say, look at the coroner's report. It's certified. And
well, it's like
the book.
It's like the 79 congressional report saying that it was a conspiracy to kill JFK.
Right.
But the average person doesn't know that the coroner says that it was somebody else. The Congress says JFK was killed by somebody else. It was a conspiracy. And they have all the acoustic evidence. I mean, but the public doesn't know that, I guess. Well, I guess they do now, but they didn't back then.
Well, there will never be a retrial, or there will never be an official hearing in any of these three killings, because they don't want the evidence to come out, because everybody will be embarrassment everywhere, and the people might just get up in arms and head to Washington and say, this is enough. We're fed up.
Why did the shadow government want Bobby dead? We know that that his brother signed the executive order abolishing the Federal Reserve. We know that's what really got him killed. Or you can differ if you don't agree with that. Bobby had talked about how he was going to open an investigation into his brother's death once he was president. Is that why they killed him?
That's exactly right. In fact, JFK was killed for the same reason Lincoln was. Lincoln created money, the greenbacks, and JFK signed the executive order 11110.
He reissued on
June 4th, 1963, and issued $4.9 billion worth of silver certificates redeemable in silver at any federal bank.
Weren't those reissued Lincoln greenbacks?
No, they were just silver certificates.
I just know they're called the Lincoln Greenback 5. You seen those fives that say U.S. note with a red stamp on them?
I've got a couple of $1 bills, but I hadn't really noticed the details on them.
Yeah. Because I always look into that. I mean, was it because I saw the silver certificate issuance, but he also issued, you can look at it, it's 1963, those $5 bills. They're about $20 now. They're collector's items.
But I'm convinced if JFK had lived, he would abolish the Federal Reserve. He would abolish the CIA.
He said he was, yeah.
And he would have pulled military out of Vietnam. He would have opened diplomatic relations with Cuba. He would have had a better relationship with Russia. All these things would have happened if he just lived.
Well, here's the $64 million question, because you've written a lot of books about the elite and the Rothschilds who from your evidence, are at the top of the pyramid, with the Rockefellers right beneath them and the Queen of England right beneath, at the same level as the Rockefellers, beneath the Rothschilds, who took over England in 1815 when they ran the scam there after they beat Napoleon and caused a run on the banks in England by claiming that Napoleon had won. Which power structure was Kennedy representing? Because, he clearly did a lot of New World Order stuff as well, but he did a lot of things that went right in the face of the New World Order. Was there a split there, or did Kennedy suddenly think he was really the president?
Well, before the 1960 election, or the Democratic Convention, Joe Kennedy had gotten agreement from the mafia that if they would have everybody that they get a hold of to vote for John Kennedy, that he would see that they would leave the mob alone, and that didn't happen because Bobby and Jack both...
Again, because Daddy had a stroke, but I mean, were these boys, why did the boys, I guess they were just off their leash?
Well, they just figured they need to clean up the United States, and they were right. They really need to clean it up. And this was a deliberate effort to get Bobby and Jack out of the way, because they were on the heels of the mafia. Jack had fired all the top officials of the CIA over the Bay of Pigs fiasco. All sorts of reasons that they're negative for the insiders, but positive for the rest of the world. But they couldn't stand for this to go on, and so.
And now, as a lot of people have now noticed, even Bruce Willis finally woke up last year, and we told you about it first, and months later it came out in Vanity Fair. He said the people that killed Kennedy are the ones running the country today. And I think that's a true statement.
I'd like to be able to get to Bruce, and also I think you've got the address of a couple of other actors there.
I've given Charlie Sheen your books.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, to my friends, I've mailed everything out of this office that we sell on the website.
Kevin Costner, I'd like to get him a copy somehow.
Well, we do have the contact info for Kevin Costner, but I've never talked to Kevin Costner. In fact, I was given his contact info and just haven't acted on it. We'll be right back with Robert Galen Ross on the other side of this quick break, right here on the one and the only GCN Radio Network.
the big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's S-N-Y-D.
Final segment with Robert Galen Ross. The books, and he's written more than this. These are the two I carry. The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK. And The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People are both available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Robert, also, give out your excellent website where not just these titles, but some of your other titles are available.
My website, which is www.4RIE.com. That's 4RIE.com.
4RIE.com.
Right.
4RIE.com. We've got a link to that up on Infowars.com. In the 4 minutes we've got left with you, you've written books about the bankers, and that's what your The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People is about, that and a lot more, kind of a history of what's happening. The Federal Reserve designed this liquidity. They issued it. They did it. We got Bilderberg leaks 3 years ago. They were going to implode the housing market. We talked about that here. Now they're talking about taking over three federal agencies, and they're going to run regulation of the entire infrastructure of finances, not just banking, everything. And they're going to be given total governmental power now, not just over the control of the banks, but over everything. I mean, it's amazing. And I said they do this. It wasn't hard to figure that out. They always create the crisis, offer the solution. In summation, what's really happening right now with the banks, and what should we do about it?
Well, you're right on target. They want to gain economic control, full economic control of the United States. And so the way to do that is, like many false flag operations they get involved in, they have created this subprime loan fiasco deliberately so that they can now say, well, we really need to get control of
the financial. They changed the rules.
Well, that's right. And Paulson has said we need to give the Federal Reserve more power so that they can prevent all these things from happening in the future. That's a bunch of lies.
In any money operation, you want multiple people looking at it, looking at the books. I mean, they're not just going to have fun with the fiat Federal Reserve now. They're saying they're taking everything over.
Yeah.
One group.
That's right. Now, they skinned the American people several years back by the savings and loan fiasco. That was a major skinning. And nobody went to prison. Nobody was fired.
Bush's ran that. That's along with McCain.
Yeah, one of George Herbert Walker Bush's sons was directly involved in that.
Silverado,
yeah. But, no, they, you know, I really don't understand their involvement. It has to be nothing but greed and power because they have all the money. In fact, they create money out of thin air. In fact,
they want to hurt middle class people. Like you said, when you're poor, like a Mexican peon or somebody in Soviet Russia, you can't fight back. You're spending all your time on the treadmill, and they admit in government textbooks, higher level PhDs in control, that they, like you said, economic warfare. It's that simple.
That's right. And Kissinger said in one of the Bilderberg meetings that if the people of the world see that there's a major threat to them, they will welcome some group like us to come in and save them from all this danger. And
now they're calling it the Security Prosperity Partnership, and I saw the head of it just a few months ago on CNN say there's going to be an economic collapse or some other crisis, and then that's how we're going to get the NAU, is the people, it's going to be billed as the savior. I mean, they're just saying it in the open.
That's right. Always, they first of all, they create a problem, and then they offer the suggestion, and they almost all bills passed by Congress were written by people in special interest.
Well, in closing, you said in 2001, you made a documentary about it, or was it 2000, that we would have a North American Union by 2005, and then they signed the SPP secretly in March 23rd up at Waco, and now we got the documents through lawsuits, and it is the NAU, and you knew that because you'd studied what Rockefeller had written.
That's right. In fact, in my video, The American Union, I talk about, I include footage of Dick Cheney saying at the Council of the Americas meeting that, friends, we're on target, and this was a year before, we're on target to complete the free trade area of the Americas by January 1st, 2005. And they missed that target. And, you know, one of the main reasons is a fellow named Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez single-handedly stopped the American Union.
You know, let's just, before you leave, go set up with Trey 2 hours in the next month. I want to get you back 2 hours if you'll give it to us, Robert.
Absolutely.
Thank you, because I want to get into all this with people and pick your brain. It's always great to confer with you, and just thank you for your great work.
It's a pleasure being with you, Alex.
Pleasure having you. He'll be back in the next month, I promise you, Lord willing, and we're going to be right back with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, to look more at what's happening with the economy. This is the GCN Radio Network. Infowars.com is my website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 to...
It is Thursday, the third day of April, 2008. I want to get him up for a full hour next week. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. Oh, by the way, got a big announcement coming up Monday. Huge announcement dealing with this radio show and everything we do at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the biggest announcement I've ever made in my 11-plus years in syndicated radio, 12-plus in radio, period. So that is coming up Monday at high noon. I'll make that announcement for everybody out there tuning in. And yes, someone on the message board did guess it. I'm going to be growing a mustache. That's a joke. I just thought that was funny. Somebody in there in the PrisonPlanet.com message board. Okay, let's get serious. I've got Bob Chapman on because he also worked in counterintelligence. He then has been one of the most successful brokers out there. He's had the biggest financial newsletter until he retired, and now he's built it up to one of the biggest today. It's a twice-weekly, once-monthly newsletter that is hard copy mailed out to you once a month. And it's theinternationalforecaster.com, and his forecasting has always been excellent. He predicted, five, 6 years ago that gold would go to 1,000. There'll always be corrections where it goes back down to 850 and then back up to 900 plus today. But the fundamentals are there that they are devaluing the dollar further. The fixes they, quote, have to all the problems in the economy are more of the medicine that made us so sick. So as simply as you can, sir, what's currently happening with the economy? Adjusting your forecast, which has always been accurate, but, I mean, do you still say it's 2 years out for the big collapse, as most of the other experts we have on say? And then secondarily and more importantly, Bob Chapman, the Federal Reserve to take over three other federal bodies, to have true governmental power now, and to have no one looking over their shoulder when they engineered the consolidation crisis that we're now seeing, they're now talking about nothing but foxes running the farm, not just the hen house. So can you break this down for us, sir?
Well, I still believe we're 2 years out and perhaps longer. They will continue to try to work their magic as long as possible, but they know in the end it's not going to be successful. My belief is that in the interim, over the next couple of years, we'll have more wars and a continuation of the wars that we have to keep people off balance. And if things get as nasty as I think they're going to get, then I would guess that they probably would institute a selective service draft again. But to get back on the financial end of it, yesterday the Senate and the House agreed to help builders, help people who wanted to buy foreclosed homes by giving them tax rebates, and they're going to give builders $6 billion. And they haven't even thrown a bone to the homeowners. Not that they're lily white. The daisy chain all the way down was full of fraud, including the borrowers. But the whole exercise, if you look at what the House and the Senate did yesterday, is to make sure that the builders and the lenders and the mortgage originators stay in business. And if perhaps through counseling, and that's what $600 million is going to be allocated for, and my guess is the $600 million is going to end up just hiring more federal employees.
They're just going to be Prozac pushers. So basically, just like when you get hit by nerve gas in the military in Iraq, they just give you Prozac as you're in a wheelchair dying. When they autopsy you, your brain's one-third the size full of VX and sarin. It's the same thing here. We'll just send you to a shrink and put you on Prozac as you lose everything you got because it was an exercise in roping a dope.
Exactly. And so that's what the proposal is from the Senate. As far as the Fed's concerned, I think you covered it in part by saying that the powers that be in New York and Washington want to roll everything under the Fed in government and regulation, when in fact it's not a government agency, it's a privately owned corporation. And how successful they're going to be at that remains to be seen, because you have a number of factions within government that don't want to give up. And like the CFTC really doesn't want to be part of the SEC. They like their own little kingdoms. And there is also people on Wall Street, particularly in the hedge fund industry, that does not want a lot of these changes to come about. They like it the way it is. And,
well, I'd like to just get your take on this, Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. This is the same scam. The private banks that had tried to get a central bank here several times, and then tried to kill Andrew Jackson over it, and it had some incarnations before that failed because they didn't have centralized control, failed in their scam, so we had 12 and 15% growth rate for decades, for over 100 years. But they did get control in 1913 by engineering panics before that, and they said, we'll never have another panic. This is scientific. We run everything now. They used that to consolidate banks they didn't own. Then they engineered the 29 collapse as a consolidation. That's now even been declassified. That's going to come out in mainline history books. So now it's the same thing. They issue all the credit out of nothing. They get real assets. Now people go bankrupt. They get the assets back and get bailed out. They devalue the currency while putting their assets into international holdings and commodities. So isn't this their M.O. to screw things up by design and then always pose as the savior again and again? I mean, why can't the public see this?
Well, I think it's a matter of education, and which unfortunately gets worse as time goes on. They've been doing this for 1,000 years, and they have never been able to implement world government, which is their ultimate aim. And this is what they're after this time. And as you say, they had one panic after another. And yes, they were by design hoping they could make it work. And they haven't been able to make it work yet. And they will continue to do this. And this is the process that we're in right now. And they're going for it again. I think they already know this, that this time they can't do it. They're going to have to wait for what we might call another cycle that they'll create 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 years down the line.
That's why Brzezinski and others are saying that they've set them back 30 years. Is that hyperbole or is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate. And I'll tell you that his first statement, which was 2 years ago, was that they set it back 15 years. And I wrote in my article, how about 50? And he came back in another dissertation or article and said 30 years. And I can't but suspicion that they're reading my stuff.
Well, they admit that your stuff gets read all over, Bob.
Yeah, well, anyway, that is it, he did say that. And he is the guiding light for Barack Obama. And so, you know, that where Hillary's at and John McCain are at, so that's what we got to choose from, unless Ron Paul can get the delegates and be successful.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Everybody's running around saying they're going to deliver the delegates to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul has been instructing delegates at the state level to go vote for John McCain for their delegates. So even if they get all the delegates, Ron Paul is refusing them, and then they say, oh, no, that's a secret plan of his. Well, I've talked to him. It is not a secret plan of Ron Paul's. And then I'm just not going to play along with the Kool-Aid drinking, Bob.
Well, I'm not either.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that I've been criticized for not jumping on this bandwagon. I don't even see a bandwagon to jump on. It's... I mean, Ron Paul's educating people. We've had a great victory. He just talked about Bernanke trying to set up fascism yesterday in the banking committee. I love Ron Paul. He made a really strong run. But we need to take this army of 10 million Ron Paul supporters or more. What would you do with that army? I mean, I think Ron Paul needs to start directing people. I've told him that on air.
Well, I think the only alternative is for him to run.
As a third party.
And, you know, you said you talked to him. He's shooing the delegates over to McCain. Did he tell you why?
He said that's, well, I mean, I know why. The last time we had a broker convention in 1948, it was only a 2% difference, and then people said the candidate trying to take delegates was stealing. Can you imagine Paul with you know, 50, 60 delegates with actual voters, popular vote? And then, yeah, he is getting a lot of the delegates, not the majority, but a big piece, all over the country showing up at the, I mean, the delegates are supposed to honor the popular vote. And so everybody's putting their energy into getting all the delegates. And I think that's great to take over party platforms and take over party power positions. I agree with them doing that. But a lot of them are saying, no, we're going in there and we're going to take the delegates and we're going to make him president or we're going to make him the nominee.
Well, I really hope that happens. And, you know, we won't know until we get there.
Who knows? But it might work.
Unless he's in office, either as president or vice president, it is not going to alter what the Fed is trying to do and what these people on Wall Street and in government and behind government are trying to do, and that is to gain even more power.
Well, I want Ron Paul in office. It's just that he has said in press releases, he has said on air that, you know, we're not going to get the nomination now, but we're going to keep fighting and go to the convention for our values. And he told the Minnesota delegation, I know Ted was, a delegate, basically. I'll get Ted in here, get the exact terms. But the Ron Paul campaign told them. They said, those of you that are representing Ron Paul votes, vote for Ron Paul. But those of you in delegate numbers that are supposed to vote for McCain, do what the party tells you. Because can you imagine if Ron Paul says, no, take all the popular votes from me, they're going to say, look at Ron Paul people trying to steal the election. But listen,
I don't know where the stealing comes in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that in the political process that the delegates can vote for whoever they want, but it is going back 230 years. People are supposed to, the delegates are supposed to honor the popular vote. And then they get on horseback and go to the state capitol, and then they, deliver the popular vote as the delegate.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to
all we can do is see what it comes to. I think it's a tricky situation right now, and the three candidates to me are dreadful, and it's a sad commentary that the United States has to choose from such people.
Well, I agree with you, Bob. We don't have much time left. What do you think's most important? A, that listeners know about what's currently happening. B, when do you see, gold's already gone back up quite a bit in the last day, but when do you see gold going back above 1,000? What's your forecast there?
Well, first off, we've had a rally. It'll probably flatten out tomorrow. Earlier on when I looked at the market, the price of gold was around 906. And one of two things will happen here. Either we've already tested the lows once. We might go back and test them again. But then again, we may not. And the bottom is in. The question is, how long will it take? It's hard to say. It came down quickly. And when something comes down quickly, it tends to go back up quickly. It's obvious that the United States government and others lease gold and sold gold into the market to take it down on an intraday basis about $150 an ounce. I think they've accomplished what they wanted to do for the time being because there was so much bad news coming out. They got the stock market back up from 11.6 to 12.6 on the Dow, and that gives them a lot of leeway in the downside because they're going to get more and more bad news because the credit crisis is nowhere near being solved. And
well, that's the thing is they've pumped all this money and liquidity in. The economy's contracting at the grassroots level. Inflation is accelerating, and they're saying everything's fine. We're out of the recession before it ever even began. Meanwhile, they're devaluing the dollar, and they're trying to suppress gold, but it's not working.
Well, it comes back like a monster in their look at it. And that is that the zombie just won't go away. It just keeps on coming back from the dead. And it's going to continue to do so. We're going extremely higher in gold and silver, and the dollar's going lower. They've abandoned the dollar, and what they're doing instead of defending the dollar and the American economy is they're saving Wall Street. And it's as simple as that. And that's been obvious for the last several weeks, and if not months. And I believe that you're going to have the deflationary factor from the continual breakdown of the housing market and the foreclosures and all of those things and the credit problems. At the same time, the Fed's going to crank out $200 billion more every month. Overseas are going to do the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I think now that gold has gone down a little bit, that's a buying opportunity.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, especially in here now that it looks like it may well have set a bottom. And if that, in fact, is the case, what the illuminists on the inside have done, very simply, is given you an opportunity to buy cheap gold and silver.
When do you think it's going to go back above 1,000? 6 months from now? A month from now? No telling.
I think it could be quicker than that. I think we could. There's a possibility we could see that approach again here in the next 6 weeks. If not by the end of the year. I mean, you know, we've been going at this now for 8 years. They have extended this gold-silver rally by suppressing it. And sooner or later, they're going to run out of gold and silver. And as you probably have heard, that's
major shortages.
Yes, to get delivery, particularly in silver bars. And this is all over the world. I mean, you read the International Forecaster. You see the letters that come in there from people who live down the street from the Perth Mint, et cetera.
It's amazing. Yeah. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. I want to get you up a full hour next week. Stay there. I'd like to talk to you during the break. Final segment, key announcements coming up. Stand by.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Young, I know that feeling. Deadlines and commitments. what to leave in, what to leave out. By the way, they are giving children thousands of times higher level fluoride than what's in the water at school every week across the country. I covered this in the first hour of the show today. It's going to restart in about 4 minutes at InfoWars.com. Please tell everybody to tune in. This is just a continual emergency transmission as we warn the world and try to keep them from brain damaging our children in the cold-blooded eugenics operation. We also get into more on Barack Obama and the proof that his pastor is right about AIDS being engineered in the first hour. Re-aired on a lot of AM and FM stations throughout the evening and the morning, but also at InfoWars.com. You go there, and that's where you hear the streams. Also, big announcement coming up Monday at noon. You'll want to hear it. Don't forget, I had Jesse Ventura on yesterday, just an out-of-sight interview. We're being censored by AOL, a bunch of other people. They admit it. We have their letters. We need this to break out to the news. And he came out and said, I apologize. I didn't look at it. I looked at it. I'm a demolitions expert. They blew up the towers. New World Order. This is a big deal to have a governor do this. Call AP. Call everybody. Help me. Call all the radio stations. Help us get this out so more people have the courage to go public. Now, we only got about 3 minutes with him. Ted Anderson, I bought a little bit of gold and silver when it hit 1,000. Dropped down to 850. Now it's back up above 900. This is a buying opportunity. Gold and oil are up because the dollar's devalued. And we know the IMF and central banks came in admittedly and dumped tons of gold, hundreds of billions into the market the last 2 weeks to drive it down. But it's not stopping it from going back up. They can't kill it because of the market fundamentals. Please tell people about the special offers you've got today from when gold was even lower a week ago. And I just hope people use this as a buying opportunity. Like when it would go from 300 to 400 and back down to 350, I'd say buy it. Use this as an opportunity. Or when it would go to 800 and then go back down to 700, I'd say use it as an opportunity. This is an opportunity. Ted Anderson.
Right here, Alex. And you're right about that. I picked up this stuff when gold was at 887. And right now gold is at 905. So you can see that the market is strong. And they're right. They only can sell so much of it into the marketplace. And just like Bob said, they're running out. I don't even dare touch silver right now because it's in short supply. If you want silver, you're just going to have to call and mention it on the Alex Jones special. They'll find you something. I can't sell anything in any quantity right now, and that gold is getting tough too. Right now what I have is the British Sovereign Gold Coin. It is currently right now at $247 per coin. That's a great buy to get into the gold market. I have the Franc Coin. Currently right now it's at $197 per coin. Both of those are just, smaller pieces of gold that you can use as money. But, we can all see that the dollar is falling. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the specials. They're there, and they're available for all the Alex listeners.
That's right. You were giving out your newsletter number there for a minute, Ted. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Do you understand? Gold and silver are getting scarce. They had to suppress the price or it would have gone supernova past 2000 and shown how weak the dollar really is. They are hammering the dollar. They are going after it. At the same time, they're hammering gold, ladies and gentlemen. You need to move into precious metals today, 800-686-2237, and tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you, or it'll be the higher price, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Jerry.